This is Angry demonstrators carried their protests over the death of George Floyd into a sixth evening in cities across the United States Sunday, raising the prospect of renewed confrontations with police seeking to enforce overnight curfews. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Detroit, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. are among the major cities that have imposed orders banning marchers from the streets after dark. The governors of Texas and Virginia have imposed states of emergency in their states. Fires, vandalism, looting, and violence, much of it aimed at police, have flared over the last 5 nights. The marchers, black and white, are showing their anger not just at what they say is harsh police treatment of black men and women, but at systemic racism in the United States. The demonstrations began in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, died after being held, handcuffed, face down, with the police officer's knee on the back of his neck for more than 8 minutes. Widely circulated videos of the incident captured Floyd, who police say was suspected of trying to spend a counterfeit $20 bill, pleading that he could not breathe while bystanders called on the officers to let him up. The officer involved was charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter 4 days later. He and three other officers who were present and did not intervene were fired on Tuesday. President Donald Trump has said he understands the rage over Floyd's death, but said all protests must be peaceful. He has condemned the violence and threatened force if crowds do not heed the warnings of police. Protests near the White House in Washington erupted into violence late Saturday. Some protesters set off fireworks and threw bottles at the Secret Service and the U.S. Park Police, who fired pepper spray in response. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. U.S. health officials are warning there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the United States in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but is almost impossible during a protest. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told AP, "I will continue to stress because it seems like a lifetime ago. We are still in the middle of a pandemic." Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted that the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities at a higher rate. She added that anyone who was at a protest in Atlanta this weekend should be tested for the coronavirus. With more than 1.7 million COVID-19 infections, the United States has more cases than anywhere else in the world. The United States has also lost more than 100,000 people to coronavirus. Racial breakdowns of COVID data in the United States remain incomplete, but recent studies indicate that black Americans are dying from the virus at a higher rate than their white counterparts. Somali officials say 9 civilians were killed and 10 others were wounded in a roadside bomb explosion outside Mogadishu on Sunday. The blast from an improvised explosive device hit a bus transporting civilians from Mogadishu to the town of Wanlawane, 90 kilometers west of the capital. The Somali government says Al-Shabaab is responsible for the attack. The regional governor told VOA's Somali service that 7 victims died on the spot, while 2 others died in hospitals. He said there were a total of 22 people in the bus. Only 3 people were escaped unharmed. Last week, 14 government soldiers were killed in 2 separate IED attacks in Middle Shabelle and Lower Shabelle regions. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. Israel's defense minister has apologized for the Israeli police's deadly shooting of an unarmed Palestinian man who was autistic. Benny Gantz, who is also Israel's alternate prime minister under a power-sharing deal, made the remarks Sunday at the weekly meeting of the Israeli cabinet. The shooting of the 32-year-old Palestinian in Jerusalem's Old City on Saturday has drawn broad condemnations. It has revived complaints alleging excessive force by Israeli security forces. On social media, some compared the shooting to recent cases of police violence in the United States. And the artist known as Christo, known for massive ephemeral public arts projects, has died. He was 84. His death was announced on Twitter and the artist's webpage. No cause of death was given. He's known for such projects as wrapping Berlin's Reichstag in silver fabric in 1995 and installing more than 7,500 orange gates in New York's Central Park in 2005. Marissa Milton.